Welcome to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network. And now, Ted Robertson.
And good morning. We are live now. And as you know, the weather has been quite bad this morning. Our wonderful guest had a little bit of an adventure or two getting in here. Did you get here sideways today, Alexis?
Just a little bit, yes, Ted.
I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. My guest this morning, Alexis Austin. Alexis is with the Wright Law Group, and she is a criminal lawyer and founder of the Wright Law Group. And what, you are asking yourselves right now, could that possibly have to do with my honest business? Alexis, we're here to talk a lot about business continuity, succession planning, how not smart it is to be running a business that you've put your life into, probably invested everything you have in, and not have a plan if something happens to you. Why don't you introduce yourself this morning?
Well, good morning. Thank you so much for having me, Ted. You're right. I did open Wright Law Group. We've been open since June 2018, and we are breaking into the estate planning and business planning arena. We're really starting to push that this March and fall. And what we're trying to focus on is small business owners and small families. Traditionally, what we're seeing with estate planning is people are looking for help towards the end of their life or when they're facing serious illness. What we're trying to do is help people get on the right track before any of that even happens, helping them set up the correct plan for themselves and for their businesses.
There is just horribleness that can happen if you become, as the business owner, the leader of that business, the creator, the founder, the everything that you are, the business stops running without you, unless you have figured out how to have a plan in place. You could lose your business to a partner who ends up being hostile to your family, doesn't want them involved. And then what you've just set things up for a nuclear explosion. Then what happens to your business?
Right.
What happens to all those many years of work you've done? That kind of thing with all this fussing and fighting going on. There are ways to protect yourself, protect your business. Good fences make good neighbors, that
right.
kind of thing. I think business continuity is huge. As we get started in this conversation, you know, there are little things called natural disasters, and there are catastrophic accidents, just stuff that is completely unforeseen. What happens if you are in a vegetative state? You can't make any decisions. Who does that for you?
Well, that's a good question, and that's a question that I think a lot of people don't want to take the time to think about, because obviously it's an uncomfortable topic. No one wants to sit around musing about their own death or incapacity. What we're seeing a lot, especially in small businesses and small business owners, and I'm guilty of this myself, when we first set up our businesses, we're thinking of how to make the business grow, how to make it prosper, and we're focused on what we're doing in the business, but we don't think about what happens if we're unavailable. And it can be anything from death, which is the extreme, to, I mean, pregnancy is an incapacity in some ways because you're out of the business for about 12 weeks, or having some serious illness. And the question then becomes, who does take over your business? What happens? Most people just assume that family will help or that the next person in line will help, but without any kind of written plan, it's kind of a free-for-all. No one really knows, and that's the issue. The other thing to consider is if you're in a professional business, so for me personally, I practice law, I have to have another lawyer owning and running the business. We're not allowed to pass it on to family members who don't have law degrees. So if I passed without any kind of estate plan in place, no one knows what happens. And honestly, for our profession, we have to have the Supreme Court come down, get involved, parse out who takes over, try to figure out what's going on. And it's just a disaster. And ultimately, the company that you've worked so hard to build most of the time falters and many times fails.
Well, you know, I have been a building and remodeling contractor, and I was guilty of the syndrome that business owners catch. It's called the cobbler's kids have no shoes.
Right.
There were things around my house that my wife wanted done that always got last priority in the interest of making money. So I get it. I understand it. And I think every business owner does. So here comes Alexis and your team and Wright Law Group. And you're coming into this field hot and ready to go. And you want to meet business owners who need to talk about continuity and long-term planning. Who's your right arm? Who is that right-hand person? Who's number two in the company that takes over.
Right. So we actually have a brand new attorney for our firm. She's not a brand new attorney. Interestingly enough, she actually taught me in law school. And I've known her for years. Her name is Brandy Joffrion. She is our estate planning expert. We work hand in hand, but she's been instrumental in building the company and making sure that we have everything in place to work with our small business owners. So when anyone comes into our business, they meet either with myself or Brandy. Sometimes they get both of us if we're both available. So you get two lawyers for the price of one. Mm-hmm. And it's working really well so far.
Wonderful. Let's talk about the process. Are you focused on new business? Are you focused on mature business? Where's your area of focus in this particular aspect of your practice?
Honestly, at this point, we're focused on people who don't have any plan in place.
Okay.
It can be new business or old business. I was just speaking yesterday to a gentleman who's built a thriving business. It's gone well over $1 million, but he has no plan in place. So with those types of situations, it's incredibly critical to make sure that they have planning set up. Our process is reaching out and seeing if we're the best fit because, as we've talked about before, a lot of what we do is technology driven. So we have most everything is paperless, wireless, remotely done, which is a blessing for a lot of our clients because with the busy business owner schedule, you don't have time to go sit down for a 2-hour meeting at a lawyer's office. So we can do a lot of things virtually. But our ideal client is truly just anyone who needs some planning in place. And we can do anything from very basic planning. We do kind of a combination of business succession as well as estate planning, all the way through helping them build their trust and funding that trust with their different assets that they have.
Is it expensive to do this?
It's not expensive, and especially for us, it's not expensive because our goal is not to nickel and dime our clients. Our goal is to help them and help their businesses grow. So what we do is we do flat pricing. A lot of lawyers will do hourly billing, which I think that's part of what leads to that nasty lawyer stigma that people get because they have no idea. So our clients know exactly what their price is when they come in. It's always very reasonable. It's based on the amount of time, and we have 3 different package levels. So they have complete control over which package they're purchasing and how much they're wanting to spend at that time. And then if they ever want to come in and do something additional, there's always our ability to help them do that. And we discount that, obviously, since we've already done the initial part for them.
Business owners are super, super busy, as we know.
Yes.
They're working on their businesses, in their businesses. They're trying to make a profit. They're trying to make this pay off, right? They're trying to protect their investments and represent their interests. And so me having you in my life as one of those people, what kind of investment of my time and resources do you need from me? Mostly my time.
So what we do initially is we try to be very brief and appreciate the time crunch that most small business owners are under. What we advise people to do is go to our website and click on a book a call button that we have at the very top of our page. Our website is coloradoestateplanning.net. What they do then is I get them to go through a very brief priorities quiz. And this quiz is both for the small business owner and for us. This process is getting them to think about different issues that they may not have considered that they need to address and asking what level of concern they have about certain aspects. They do this prior to our phone call, and then our phone call is only 15 minutes because we want to be respectful of their time. During this 15 minutes, we've already gotten the nuts and the bolts of where they're at from that quiz. They've gotten some ideas about what kind of questions they have for us. And during that 15 minutes, it's just basically a meet and greet, seeing if we can get along well and if we can be a good fit to work with each other. After that point, then if it's a good fit, and usually it is as long as everyone is going through the process and having an open mind about it, then we set up and what we call an exploration and design meeting. And this can be as short or as long as our clients desire. Generally, we set aside 1.5 to 2 hours just in case, but it's really whatever the individual person needs. The reason that it can be any kind of length of time is because before that meeting, the clients have the opportunity to fill out this entire financial form. And we request that they fill it out 48 hours prior to our meeting so that we have an idea of every single asset that they have, every single direction they're looking to go.
Okay. I'm motioning. We've got to get to a break here. We're going to go to a news update and get some traffic and weather as well. We'll be back in just a few minutes. I'm so sorry to have to stop you
here,
but let's pick up on that when we come back. There's a lot there.
Yes.
And I'm Ted Roberts, and you're listening to the Extra Business Edition. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Welcome back to the Extra Business Edition. I am your host, Ted Robertson. We are all suffering a slippery, slidey commute today. I hope all of you are safe this morning. Poor Alexis Austin. just one of those days, and we all have them. We are glad you're here safely.
Thank you.
And so that you actually didn't come in sideways, which is a good thing. Alexis, you are the owner of the Wright Law Group, and the website to learn more is WrightLawGroup.com. We're talking about business continuity and succession planning, and there are huge pitfalls. There are huge risks, and a lot of negativity associated to getting to the positivity. Not something any of us love doing. Don't want to put the fear into anybody, but at the same time, be practical. If you have put your life savings into your business, if your mortgage is, attached to your business, and, all of those things, if having insurance for your family is attached to your business, think of everything that you're risking if you don't have a plan in place, not only to cover yourself, but keep the business going if you should become incapacitated or even die.
Right.
And like you said, Alexis, this is a tough subject. Nobody likes to muse, as you said, because it is not amusing to think about what happens if I'm laid up and I just can't make decisions for heaven knows how long. Who's going to do this for me?
Right.
Is my business going to survive? Really is one of the questions you've got to ask yourself.
That's true.
So let's kind of pick up on where we were when I so rudely had to interrupt you, and I do apologize for that.
So what we were talking about earlier is the process that a potential client would go through, and what we're looking at, we have that initial 15-minute call, and after that, before our meeting where we're going to design that person's specific and individual path, I have them go through a very confidential form, and it's a very intensive form. So what we're having people look at is all of their assets, who they want involved in certain aspects of their estate plan, and it's very comprehensive. Some people feel a little awkward about it because we are asking for personal information from them, but we have 365-bit encryption. We're making sure it's all very secure, and it's done in a way so that we can respect our client's time to make sure that we're not wasting time taking down numbers from them. Because I don't want someone coming in to meet with me and then we have to spend an hour with me getting their assets, getting their mortgages, everything collected. That's not fair to either party because they want to make sure that they're getting the most out of their meeting. So I have them go through that form. And after they've completed the form, we then meet and we truthfully sit down and design their entire plan for free at that point. We're going over everything that they need to make sure that we can help them accomplish their goals and protect their business.
So you're asking for a commitment of information, but it is provided over a very secure connection. And you guys are under some pretty rigid standards to make sure that happens, especially as a law practice.
Yes, we are. so we have it all internally done, correct?
So it's all confidential and it stays that way. So
yes.
No risk really in me giving you that information.
No.
It's the thing that makes the whole process go faster.
Right.
So we're sitting together. You've got a plan designed. And the next question is, shall we move forward?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And what we're doing is we've built this company to be very much familiar feeling for Coloradans because we've got our brand based on this idea of exploration. I don't know how many people are like me, but I moved to Colorado specifically for the proximity to the mountains and all of the activities that we can do outdoors. So we're guiding people through this path as you would, say, prepare for a hike. And what we're talking about when we're doing this is truly you're bundling everything together that you need to embark on this journey of life, of business, making sure that you have everything together. And it is a very different approach than the traditional estate planning because, as we talked about, it's not so much focused on what happens when I die. It's more focused on making sure you have everything together and in place and making sure you have your plan set up so that your life can run smoothly. Interestingly, what we found is that people who go through this process, it works both as an estate plan and a business planning. And as all small business owners know, when you have that plan in place, things seem to fit in, go more smoothly, and they actually become more profitable in their business after creating this design and exploration plan with our company.
So working to the plan.
Yes.
Makes you more efficient and more profitable.
Right. And so it helps your staff too. Yeah. Yes, because that way everyone is on the same page. Now, clearly you don't have to share your estate plan with your staff, but as part of this process, we work with them to build a business plan as well. And the staff can know that business plan because then they know, okay, if my boss doesn't come in one day and something has happened, the example we use is kind of morbid, but if they're hit by a bus, then what happens? And they know then, based on this plan that our clients have walked through and created, this is the person that steps in. This is the person that knows where the passwords are, that knows who the vendors are, that knows everything about the business to make it run.
And I'm glad you're getting into this that deeply. That was, you're ahead of me. Thank you. You're helping me a lot this morning. Yeah. What kind of things go into that plan? And that, of course, is a key element. What do you do with all your passwords? And I mean, how many of us have 100 of those things floating around?
Right. And in today's modern age, it's a little bit of a security risk because people don't want to just have those passwords sitting around. So we hook them up with a bunch of different technology options. We're never going to force them to do anything, but we have different technology options that we've used at our firm. You can also do the old-fashioned write everything down. The only danger in that is, you know, a lot of passwords you have to change every couple of months. Mm-hmm. So we talk about different options on how to do that. And you're putting all of this information for your business as part of your estate plan and putting it in a secure location. We advise 2 secure locations, but making sure you have all of that easily accessible.
Speaking of things that change, you know what I'm going to say next, don't you?
I'm a little worried, but I think so.
Business plans change.
Yes.
The times change.
Yes.
Economic conditions change. The people in your business change. The people in your life change. You change. How often do you revisit these plans once you've got them set up with your clients?
So what we've developed is in the first year, obviously with small businesses, they change quite quickly. So what we offer is within the first year, we will change anything for your plan in your plan for free for you. It's completely complimentary to make sure that we're getting everything completely correct and tweaked. And then what we're seeing is that normally we want to check in every 3 years or so just to see if anything's changed. And sometimes it's good changes. Sometimes you have another child that you want to add to the plan. Sometimes your business has grown quite a bit. But as a general rule of thumb, we advise checking in every 3 to 5 years just to make sure everything is working for you the way that it should be.
Okay. And, you know, part of this process, family businesses, they're some of the most dynamic. And I'm saying that in a nice way. You know how families are. We love each other to death sometimes. Right. We argue, we fuss, we fight, we disagree. And if we are in a family business together, that can bring out the best in us as families and sometimes the worst in us because of the pressure, stress, and strain. And money is almost always at the heart of that, or some philosophical way of doing business that could lead to more profitability. There's always those wonderful discussions that you want to have as a family, but you're still a family.
Right.
So how do you work with family-owned businesses versus somebody who is not a family-owned business?
Well, first we have to look at who is the owner of the business. So even though you have a family-owned business, there's usually someone who is the CEO, the president, the manager. A lot of times spouses will do that jointly. And it comes back to that business planning. If it is written down, you have a plan in place. And so what we recommend doing for most business owners is creating a trust and making sure that you have the elements of your business and the elements of your personal life very clearly laid out in that trust. It becomes quite a robust document, but it acts as your life's policy and procedure manual. That way, if anything comes up, you have to refer back to that and it's written in stone. People have a lot harder time arguing with an actual written plan rather than, you know, the old days when we would do everything with a smile and a handshake. This is set in stone and it's a legal binding document. So that eliminates some of that conflict. Obviously, you can't control for all elements, but it helps quite a bit to have that written down and have that known to all parties who are interested.
All right. Alexis Austin, the founder of Wright Law Group, have a visit at WrightLawGroup.com. If you're ready to have an appointment or ready to have your business looked at, you want to start talking about that long-term planning, click the book a call button and boom, you're connected. It's a wonderful thing. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in about 2 minutes. And welcome back. Happy Friday. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. Joining me in studio today, our special guest, Alexis Austin, who is the owner and founder of Wright Law Group. Quite a vision you have for your firm. And you've actually split it. You're doing 2 separate things with it, although it's all under the same umbrella. We want to share a web address for our business listeners today, and that is coloradoestateplanning.net. coloradoestateplanning.net. There is a button there right above the fold, big green, white letters, says book a call. And do you charge for your consultations?
Not at all. And we actually have that 15-minute brief call, and then we have the 1 to 2 hour consultation. Both of those are completely complimentary.
And you're providing a little information in exchange for that time,
yes,
as a business owner, but that is only to make the process smoother. And when you are sitting with Alexis or her team, you are sitting with a person that you have armed with information she needs to give back to you what you need. And
right,
then the hope, of course, the plan is to that you enter into that partnership together, and you now have a solid business continuity plan in place, or a succession plan, or an estate plan in place. You need all of those things.
Right.
So I am looking at your website. It's a really a nicely done website, and very easy to navigate. So again, ColoradoEstatePlanning.net. And that is the branch of your law firm that deals in business-to-business work.
Correct.
Other areas of your practice?
So primarily what we have is we have a branding for our firm. And I keep saying this, I hope I'm not overdoing it, but we're very much trying to be different than your typical law firm. We are focused on an idea, not a specific area of law. So the idea that we're focused on is getting people on the right path. And that's where the term right comes from, leading them in the right direction. The way that we're doing that currently is we have the estate planning to make sure we're getting people's paths designed so that they can continue on that path. And then we also have a criminal defense section where we help people get back on track when they veered off. Say with a DUI, the road terms are just flowing now, but they've gone off with a DUI or they have some other issue come up, and we can get them back on track on that side of our firm as well. So it truly is trying to help people along their path.
Yes, and RIGHT, as you have noted before. What's in the future for Right Law Group?
That's a good question. my goal and my vision is to build a law firm that is specifically built with lawyers in mind rather than clients. And I don't mean that we're going to do a disservice to our clients, but what I've seen in big law firms is there's this focus on the churn, the grind, making sure we bring in billable hours. And it doesn't really help the clients at all. What I'm looking to do is build a firm that supports the lives of our lawyers and staff to make sure they're living their best life so that they can give their best to their clients. And so far, it's working beautifully. And the clients really feel that and feel like they have not just a lawyer, but a friend in us.
I'm smiling right now and nodding in approval, a big, big nod here. And the reason why is because I'm talking to more and more businesses that have finally gotten this. I'm some fairly good-sized businesses that started from nothing. Some mature businesses, your business. The idea is to give the people that are serving and supporting you and your business a superior experience, and because that translates through to the customer.
Correct.
When your employees are happy, when your contractors are happy, however that works, your clients get the best possible experience. That is instant success, almost instant, you know, dude. Not instant, but, you know.
Well, I'll take it to the bank and say that you said it would work.
Yes. Well, it will. All it takes is consistency of a good, superior customer experience. And, again, keep your folks happy. I can think of one business in town that has 4 huge operations. They deal in the medical space. They came over as part of a boat lift from Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
They met and they got their degrees in college. And they... Back then, I mean, they were making sure their employees were happy and comfortable. And so they, you know, not a lot of churn there, not a lot of turnover. And that's why their business is thriving. It works. I see it more and more and more. So I'm glad this message is coming through, especially from your law firm. So I imagine at some point you're continuing to recruit for attorneys to join your firm.
Yes, we are. In fact, I've reached out to my alma mater, DU Law, just yesterday, asking if they have anyone who would be interested in interning with us and possibly doing summer internships so we can start to get that word out.
Some tips and takeaways in the last couple of minutes that we have together for businesses who really should be thinking about a plan. What gentle way do we inspire business owners and business managers and leadership to get this thought process going in their minds?
I'm a huge proponent of reading, but as you know, most business owners don't have that much time. So I've recently, in the past 2 or 3 years, discovered the joy of audiobooks. And one of the best things that I've noticed for my business personally is you can get that Audible app downloaded on your phone and have just a world of knowledge at your fingertips. The best book for business that I've seen for businesses starting out is The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And there are many iterations of this. There's one specifically for lawyers, for real estate agents, but it really focuses on working on your business instead of in the business, which is a huge component of having a successful business plan, succession plan, and then going into our estate planning process.
Absolutely. And the way to get started is coloradoestateplanning.net. Click the button that says book a call. The consultation is free. You're going to provide some about 15 minutes of your time initially. Then you'll be asked to provide some pretty thorough information after that for an hour and a half sitting or so. And when you arrive, there will be a plan or plans waiting for you to consider. And then, you know, the ask, let's get into a partnership. Let's make sure your business is protected and safe.
Right.
All right. Alexis, an enjoyable discussion. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for all you do to protect the interests of business. Make sure that they're safe and they last for forever. That's what we really want. I'm Ted Robertson. You're listening to the Extra Business Edition. We'll be back next week right here on KRDO News Radio at 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Extra Business Edition podcast with Ted Robertson. The Extra Business Edition is a production of the KRDO Network and airs live Friday mornings at 9 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and KRDO.com. Listen on demand at KRDO.com under the radio tab. Click on podcasts.